the controller and auditor general's figures show that each inspection costs in the region of €1,800. These inspections are labour intensive, but more damaging to the farmer. The inspections come in and make a number of recommendations, which ultimately lead to either delay or cuts in the single farm payment and other payments which farmers are in receipt of.
Is there a risk that people are going to fail inspections because they simply do not have the money and do not have the resources to meet those requirements?
Absolutely, Donal. And of course, there's also the additional difficulty of the exceptionally wet weather, which is having very damaging consequences on agriculture, not just here in Donegal, but right across the country, where farmers had to have stock even inside during the latter part of the summer months. So I think the frequency of these inspections has to be questioned in the context of the overall agricultural spend. These inspections cost in the region of €16 million per year. And that's a cost, in my view, that cannot be borne in light of the fact that farming schemes such as REPS and Agri-Environment Option, Disadvantaged Area and others are under increased pressure. And I certainly hope that the Minister will take heed of what we are raising, because I do know that this week in Donegal, inspectors from the department were once again out inspecting land at a time of year when farmers should have received their payments. All of these payments are being delayed as a result of these inspections.